What is your love language? Speaking of commercialization, I came across a great book that I feel the need to share with you. Honestly, I haven't had time to read the book, but I purchased the audio tape and listened to it in one sitting. 4 hours later, I feel like I've been sleeping on this great discovery that no one else bothered to wake me up to tell me about. The book is called The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman, and it tells you how we all express love in different ways. What I love about this book is that it uses the analogy of love being a different language. Although there are many dialects that fall under those languages, there are only five different love languages, and they are words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving, acts of service, and physical touching. Let's say that you're like me and your love language is words of affirmation. According to the good doctor, you and I need to receive words of encouragement or positive reinforcement to feel love. Now, I also happen to think that I'm bilingual and speak the love language of quality time, too. This is pretty much what it sounds like. Spending quality time with someone is more than being in the same room with them. It means giving and receiving their undivided attention. Gift giving is the love language that connects getting gifts with feelings of love. That gift could be something monetary or physical, like time. The act of service love language is when what others do for us makes us feel loved and appreciated. These acts can range from doing the laundry to cooking us a meal. Finally, there's physical touch. Holding hands, kissing, and that other physical stuff is very important to someone that speaks this love language. So the premise behind the book is that if two people are together and they both speak a different love language, there will be a breakdown in communication when conflicts arise. For example, if you are a words of affirmation person and you're made a physical touching person, then they may try to comfort you or speak to you in their language through touching, hugs, holding hands, etc. If they don't say anything, you are not going to respond as you would if, say, they said, "Hey, you got this. You are the strongest person I know. I love you." And vice versa. If you respond to their needs with words only and no touching, they will walk away feeling like something is missing. If you have any questions about what love language you speak, you can also take a look at the website, www.fivelovelanguages.com. While you're there, you can take a 30-second assessment to discover your language of love. Whatever it is, let's all just talk until we're blue in the face. It's worth taking a listen to or picking up the actual book and learning a different take on the very thing that we all live and breathe for. L-O-V-E. Love. So what's your love language?